Kerabot said, good vach. Hope you have a tremendous slichos plan for tonight. First night of slichos for Ashkenazim. We are here on Daf Nun Beis. Today's Daf is Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis. We're here on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, right towards the bottom, right by the two dots. If you remember, the Mishnah yesterday, a big, long Mishnah, fancy, beautiful Mishnah about the Simchas Beis Shoeva, all the dancing, etc. And it said that after Yontif, they made this great tikkun. So Gemara says, my tikkun gadol. What does it mean? What does that mean, they made a tikkun? Right, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, right? We know the word tikkun from, let's say, if someone gives a little kiddush or a little bit of food, right? A little sponsor, the schnapps, whatever, after the davening or whatever it is. So what is this lashon? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, ke'usa shashinino, just like we learned, right? Halakha ha'isa barishona. Originally, the wall, we're talking about the wall of the Ezra's Nashim, was halakha, was smooth, meaning in the original base on Mikdash. V'kifu ha'gzustra, but then they made a balcony on top of it, meaning they made like a places for people to sit. Meaning they made this construction, they made this big balcony that above, for the women to go upstairs, so people shouldn't be so much men and women back and forth. As the Gemara continues, and it says, okay, they have all of Amishal and the Bishamikdash, so how would you do that, sneeze wise? So originally, right, all the women were inside, the men were on the outside. Right on the higher bites. Now that was obviously not so good because they had the men facing all the women, with the, or coming into to the, through that area. So that obviously wouldn't be so good. So they did the opposite. And still there was mingling going on. Obviously not so good in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, finally, so they decided that eventually, right? That finally, they got to the point where they figured, okay, the women will go upstairs, the men will go downstairs. And then they won't have so much mingling. And again, this is the makor for the way our shuls are constructed, right, with the mechitzas right above for the women, let's say, or on the sides for the women, and the men down low. So Gemara says, "Hechi avid hachi." Problem is, how do you do that in terms of all the construction? Right, you go. The pasuk says, "Akol bechtav me'yad Hashem alai askio," meaning David Melech, got all of the architecture from Akash Baruch Hu, gave it to Shlomo, and that's how they built the Beis HaMikdash. How do you just add stuff onto that? So Gemara says, Amarav, that Kra Ashku V'Dorish, right? They got a pasuk. I mean, they found the pasuk. The pasuk says, right, long pasuk. Well, not so long. V'Safta Ha'aretz Mishpachos Levad Mishpachos Beis David Levad V'Nishayim Levad. I mean, and they had the hesped for the house Beis David by themselves and the women by themselves. And Amru, they said, I'll look at Tvam Kalvachomer. So it's got to be Kalvachomer. This is talking about there's a pasuk in Zechariah about the time of Gog and Magog. So there would be what's it called for Mashiach ben well, we'll see a machlokus in a second, but Pashas is it's a nevuah about the hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. So the Gemara says that it's a kalachomer. In the future, in times Gog and Magog, right around Mashiach time, there's going to be a eulogy, Vein Yetzirah Shalipahem, and there's no Yetzirah, right, because everybody's going to see a Kosh Baruch Hu's glory, right? You must Mashiach, no one's going to have a Yetzirah at some point, right? Hashem will take it away from us in the end of days. And therefore, and still, Amr Torah, Anashim Levad, Anashim Levad, and still the Torah says you should separate the men and women. So, Akshav Shasukha Mesimcha, Yetzirah Shalipahem, Achas Kam Kama. So, too, how much more so nowadays when you have a regal and everybody's happy and joyous? So naturally, people are besimcha, are happy, and there is a yitzhara certainly. So achas kama kama, certainly, right, we should separate the men and the women. And once we mention the yitzhara, so right again, the Yana Dioma, as we're starting slichos coming on the Yana Noraim, so we are going to talk about the yitzhara a little bit. So hesped amayavite. What's the deal with this hesped? First, about the hesped that we just mentioned a second ago. What's the deal with that hesped? So as I pointed out already, pligid ba Rabbi Dosa for Rabbanan. It's machlokas. Right, Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. One of the sentences is going to be about the what's called for Mashiach ben Yosef. And if I'm going a little fast, I apologize. I have slichos in about 40 minutes, so I want to get it done. V'chad Amar al Yitzhar Shenerag. Some people say no, it'll be on Yitzhar who was literally quote unquote killed, but Taklus is a Kosh Baruch Hu will take away the Yitzhar from us right at the end of the day. So the Gemara says Bishlam Lamad Amar al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. I understand it's talking about Mashiach ben Yosef. That's a possible. Pashup shot of the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "Vevidu elai es hasher dakru v'safdu alav gesped al yochid." Meaning that's why people are going to be so upset. I mean, they're going to look at me and they're going to see the one that they dakru literally means to be stabbed, right, they'll mourn him like they mourn a yochid. A yochid is an only child. Meaning, Rachman Litzlan, if someone loses their only child, it's terrible, terrible pain. So everybody's going to be upset at this. It's going to be very sad at this husband. So Elulman. So it makes sense if it's the Mashiach ben Yosef. Obviously, the Mashiach got killed. Obviously, everybody's going to be miserable. Elulman da Amar Yitzhar Shen Erag. Right, has paid the boy lemevad simcha boy lemevad. Right, Amay Bahu. Right, if the Yitzhar is getting killed, so and we're giving him a eulogy, no one's going to be upset. Everybody be thrilled. Right, Amay Bahu. Why would they be crying? So the Gemara says, "Kedidar Shav Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda explained that the Asi Lavo, right, in the future, the Vilkar Kosh Baruch Hu Yitzhara b'shocht b'fnei Tzadikim b'fnei Rishayim. Kosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yitzhara in front of both Tzadikim and Rishayim. Tzadikim nitva lahem kahar gavoa, Rishayim nitva lahem kechut asara. Right, to the Tzadikim, the Yitzhara is going to look like this big tremendous mountain, and to the Rishayim, it's going to look like this little string. Halalu bochem, halalu bochem, and everybody's going to cry. Tzadikim bochem, ve'omrim me'ach yicholol lichvosh ha'gavol gazeh. The tzadikim will be crying, Pashas is, you know, with simcha, right, the happy tears almost, how are we able to overcome, right, this tremendous mountain, right, that they were able to overcome. We were shy, but the Rishayim bochem, ve'omrim me'ach yicholol lichvosh ha'gavol gazeh. And the opposite, no, the Rishayim are going to be sad, and they're going to be crying, and be like, look how minuscule this Yitzhara was, why weren't we able to overcome it? Avakash Baruch Hu Tamla Imayim, and even Avakash Baruch Hu will be shocked, right, with them, right? It says, Shneem as Pazuk says, Korom Hashem Zorkovski, Yipaleh Be'enei Sha'arisa Am, Hayezeh Ba'imim Ahem, Gam Be'enei Yipaleh, I'll also be very impressed, right, and shocked with let's say, the Tzadikim or the Rishayim as well. Am Rabbi Yassi says, Yitzhara, Betchila Doma Luchut Shal Bukhya, Ulbasov Doma Ka'avosos Ha'agolo. Initially, right, at the beginning, Betchila, right, it looks like Chut Shal Bukhya, Bukhya is a spider, right? Initially, the Yitzhara is like as thin as spider web, right, the strands of a spider web. Ulbasov, at the end, it looks like Ulbasov Ha'agolo, it looks like the ropes that pull a cart, right? If you have ropes that are connected from oxen to an agala, to a carriage, right? Obviously very, very thick ropes. And the idea is that at the beginning, right, the Yitzhara seems to be very small, but then if the Yitzhara Rachman Atzlan gets a hold of you, right, then it's very, very difficult to pull out of it. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, Hoy Moshchei Avon Bechevel Yashar V'Kavos Agala Chato. Tara Rabbanu Adon Den Rabbeis. Mashiach Ben David Osu Li Galos B'Meir Be'Amenu Omen Ken Yiratzen. Right, Mashiach Ben David will be revealed to us. Amen. Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu. That Amen was I added that. Anyway, Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will say to him, Shali Meni Davar Ve'Tem Lecha. Give me anything. You can ask for me anything you want, and I'll give it to you. Shneamar as Pasuk says, Asapra El Chok Ani Hayom Yilatzicha. Shali Meni Ve'Tanah Goyim Nachlasecha. Right, Ve'Kim Hashirah Mashiach Ben Yosef Shenerag. At the moment that the Mashiach Ben David sees that the Mashiach Ben Yosef is going to die, so Amar Lefanav is going to say to them. By the way, just. If you're surprised, right, there are two in traditional sources, in the Gemara, etc., there are two Mashiachs. One is Mashiach ben Yosef, one is Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, as you see, will be killed, and Mashiach ben David will not. Okay, anyway, just before we go by there. Anyway, so Mashiach ben David is going to be granted this wish, whatever you want, genie from a lamp, and he said, Amar Lechayim is going to say, Ribbono shel Olam, eini mevagesh mimcha elechayim. He saw that Mashiach ben Yosef died, he'd be like, listen, you know what, just keep me alive, and I'll take it. Amalo, Hashem says to him, Chaim, great, no problem. Achula Marta, Kvar Hitznabe Lecha David Avicha. And even before, you know, you already have that, because even before you asked that, David HaMelech already had a nevuah about it. Shneamar Pazik says, Chaim Sha'al Mimcha Nesatava. Right, I already said that I'm going to give you life, so don't worry, Mashiach ben David will live. Darash Rav Avira Vitema Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Sheva Shemus Yishal Yitzhara. Yitzhara has seven names. Kosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra. Now, Kosh Baruch Hu called him Ra, Shneamar as Pasuk says, Ki Yeter Lev Adam Ra Mino Rav, because a person's Yetzer is bad, right, from when he is young. Moshe Karo Arel, Moshe Karo Din Arel, Shneamar Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem, you shall give a mila on the orla, right, on the foreskin, literally, of your heart, right, that's talking about the Yetzer Hara, Shkosh Baruch Hu, David, you should remove that. David Karo Tame, Shneamar Lev Tahor Barali Elokim, Mechal Di Ikatame, meaning that David said that Shkosh Baruch Hu created him with a Lev Tahor, right, famous song, right, with a pure heart, implying that there is an impure heart, right, there's an right, the opposite exists. Shlomo Amakaro Sone, Shlomo called it something that is hates us, or an enemy of his. Meaning that, not that Hashem will give Yishalem Lecha, but you get your reward if you defeat it, but Hashem Yishlimenu Lecha, right, that Hashem will kind of defeat him, meaning will push him away, give you help in overcoming the Yitzhar. Yishayu called a michshol. Yishayu called him a michshol is a stumbling block. Shemar's book says, "Solu solu panu darech." Harinu michshol miderech. I mean, right, move the stumbling block away from the path that I am, that my nation is going down. Yecheskel called it Evan. Yecheskel called it a stone. Shemar's book says, "Vayis sirusias leva Evan mizbesarachem." Right, this heavy, this stone heart from our flesh, right. Nasati lachem leiv basar, right? Take the flesh heart instead of the stone heart, right? That's the idea. Yol called it tzafoni. Yol called it tzafoni. Tzafon is north, but it means also hidden. Best tzafoni archik malechem, right? Get rid of, right? Distance. Put a distance between me and the hidden one, meaning me and the Yitzhara. Tamar b'nei olam d'braisa. Best tzafoni archik malechem. What does that mean? Zay Yitzhara she tzafon v'omei b'libo shel adam. This is Yitzhara that is tzafon that is hidden in person's heart. I'll get rid of him to a desolate land. Into a place where there's no man, there are no people, and for him to overcome, to defeat, to make them do bad. His face is to the sea, the first sea. Because he was able to destroy the first place of Mikdash through his incitement or whatever. He's able to kill Talmid Chachamim, they were in it. But the end of the Yitzhar will be to the last sea. Right, he destroyed the second sea. Right, and that's the reference to the second Talmid Chachamim, the second base of Mikdash, that Talmid Chachamim were killed there. Right, his bad smell will rise. And because he leads the nations to get the Jews to do averus and to defeat the Jews. He's done a ton of stuff. That Yitzhara has done more, right? Meaning he fights and struggles against the Yitzhara, the Talmid Chachamim, more than anyone else. Because Abai was heard that someone, a man and a woman, were going to go on a journey, and Amar Abai said, "Ezel afreshinu meisura, let me go and I'll travel with them and make sure they don't do anything inappropriate." Right? Again, that's good, because the Isra of Yichud, right, a man and a woman, there are two men and a woman, right, there's no Yichud. Right? So he traveled three parsa, and usually an Agma is a swamp. I can't imagine it was a swamp the whole way. Okay, either way. Kiavu parsi, the parsi mandadi, when the man and woman left, right, Shaminu Dika Amri, Orchin Rechika, Abai heard them saying that our Orchin Rechika, now our distance, the Oreach, the travel that we're going, is separate, right, is far, meaning they were leaving. Right, it's Savsin Besima, but it's nice, it was nice to hang out with you. Right, Amar Abai, An Iman Desani Lihava, right, if it was my Yitzhara, that was, meaning if it was myself, right, who was traveling on this journey, right, Lo Hava Matzi Lo Okmei Nafshe, I wouldn't have been able to help myself back. He couldn't believe it that they made it the whole way, right? And they didn't. They didn't send, right? They just said Shalom Aleichem. I'll see you later. Aleichem Shalom. See you later. He couldn't believe it. Abaye couldn't believe it, right? So also tell the Nafshe the Ibura the Dasha Mitzdayer. Also, he went. So he leaned against the door and he was so upset, right? He was Abaye said, "Ah, my own Yitzhar, I would have for sure sinned in this scenario." And so also Ahu Saba, right? Usually Ahu Saba is Eliyahu Navi, right? Also Ahu Saba, it's a Tosfos says, right? Also Usaba Tanalei, right? So Eliyahu Hanavi came, and old grandfather come and said, "Call Godel Mechaver Yitzhar Godel Menemenu." Anybody who's greater than his friend, right? His Yitzhar is also greater. It makes a lot of sense that, you know, hashkafically, that if a person has a greater Yitzhar Tov, right? So he can have a greater Yitzhar Tov. So it makes sense that the Yitzhar grows against them, right? If you could imagine, if someone works on his Yitzhar Tov, on his desire to do mitzvos, right? And he's such a tzaddik, right? He's one of the gedolim. Right, if Yetzirah stayed at the level of a 16-year-old, so it'd be no contest. It's like, you know, it's like a major league baseball player playing in little league. Right? It makes no sense. It makes a lot of sense that the Yetzirah would grow with the tzaddik as the tzaddik grows as well. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak Shal Adam Iskabar Love B'chol Yom. A person's Yetzirah tries to get stronger every single day. Shneimar, as Buzik says, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Right, he's evil all day. I mean, he keeps on getting bigger and bigger every single day. Right? A person's Yitzhar wants to kill him every single day. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't help us, right, we wouldn't be able to defeat him. Right? Okay. Tana de Beri Yishma, Rabbi Yishma, famous Gemara, Impaga b'cha menuvel zeh, if this menuvel, that menuvel is a derogatory term for a person, but if this disgusting thing, meaning if the Yetzer Hara attacks you, if you meet him, literally, Mashcheh lo Beis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash, im Evan hu nimuach, im Barzel hu mispotzeh. If he's a stone, he will melt, and if he's iron, he will explode. So, im Evan hu nimuach, what does that mean? Dechtim, because the Pasuk says, hoi kol tzamei l'cholamayim, right, anybody who's thirsty, go to water. Right, and water, right, kind of works on a stone. Right, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. Right, Rabbi Akiva saw water working stone. He said, if water can make an impact on stone, so too the Torah can impact on me. Right, in Barzelu mispotzeitz. Right, what does it mean that the iron will explode? So Shadchiv says, "Hello, Ko Devari, Keishnu Hashem, Kepatishu Potzeitz Sela." Okay. Amar Bishmuel Ben Achmeni, Amar Yonasan, Yitzhara Mesisul Adam Valam Haza, Umayd Allah Valam Haba. Right? Yitzhara is dually, doubly bad. First of all, he incites us to do evil in this world, and then he comes and he testifies us in Olam Haba. Shnema is Pasuk says, Mefanik Menor Avdo, Vachriso Ye Manon. Right? Shekain, Shev Atbach, Rabbi Chia Koran Sada Manon, because Rabbi Chia called, right, a Manon is a witness, and that's how he learns that the Yitzhara is going to be a witness in the world to come. Rav Huna, right, pointed out that there's a stira in two psukim. On the one hand, it says, Pasuk says, ki ruach zununim hita, right, that there's some sort of ruach zununim, root of inappropriateness, of immorality, hita, that has made them do a mistake, or has made them go down a bad path. That's Am Yisrael. Uksiv bekirbam. On the other hand, it says, it's in their inside of them, meaning the Yetzirah, meaning that a person's, where's the Yetzirah? What's going on? Is it a spirit that comes from outside, or is it inside of them? So Gemara says, you're right, but tchila hitam l'besof bekirbam, right, where at first, Yetzirah is outside of you, right, it makes you make a mistake, but in the end, right, if you keep on sinning and sinning, then the Yetzirah is inside of you. That's part of your routine. Amar Rava says, but tchila karu helich. Right, originally, the Torah, the Yitzhara, is something that just someone, a traveler. Ulubasov karu oreach. In the end, it's called a guest. Ulubasov karu rish. In the end, right, it's called a person, a man, meaning the balabas, as Rashi says. Shinevah, as the Pasuk says, vayavo hilech leish hashir vayachmol lakachas mitzono umid karo alasos oreach. Now, Uksiv, and the Pasuk then says, vayachas kivsas haish harosh vayasel leish. Haba alav. Okay, made the man who is in charge of stuff. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Aver Katan, Yeshul the Adam. There's a small Aver in a person, or private person, a male's private area. Mar Ivo Savea. If he starves it, then it may give, makes it make Rav, Lashon Rav. If he starves it, then it is Savea, then it is full. It must be all right. But if he makes it full, then it's starving. Shnemar, Kamari Sam, Vayezbiu, right, or Vayezbau, maybe. Meaning again that the idea that if you start for whatever reason it is, for whatever reason, the way Kosh Bumper created our taivas is that if you keep on feeding the taiva, you can never have enough of it. But if you starve the taiva, right, if you're able to hold off on inappropriate actions, so then right the desire of the taiva leaves us. It's you're able to conquer it much better. Amar Rav Chana Bar Acha. Let's see if we can get the two dots here. Okay. Amar Rav Chana Bar Acha. What time is it? Yeah, I think we're good. Amri Bey Rav, Arba Mischaret Aleim Akosh Baruch Hu Shabaram. Akosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means, Akosh Baruch Hu regrets having created four things. Ve'eluhein, obviously Akosh Baruch Hu doesn't actually regret, like a person regrets, or Akosh Baruch Hu is perfect, and he creates, and he knows exactly what he's doing. But Kiviyachol, Akosh Baruch Hu regrets that the four things that he created, Ve'eluhein, these are them, Golus, Kastim, Yishme'elim, and Yetzirah. So the Gemara is going to point out all of those four things. And the Kastim is a nation, just to be clear. Yishmaelim, obviously. Golus, exile, right? Again, the exile of Am Yisrael. And the Yetzirah, obviously, what we've been talking about. Golus, the exile of Am Yisrael. The Chetiv, suppose it says, V'tal ma'li po l'hum Hashem, ki lakach ami chinam. I took my nation away for no reason. Kastim, what about the Kastim? I forget how they translate that. I think it's like Chaldeans or something. Anyway, the Chetiv, suppose it says, Hein Eretz Kastim, ze ha'am lo haya. Okay. Yishmaelim, the Chetiv, Yishloyu, maybe, Ohalim, Leshodidim, Uvatuchos, Umargize, Kel, Lasher, Hevi, Eloka, Biado, Yetzahara, Dechtev, Asher, Hariosi, Asher, Hariosi, Lamazan, right, okay? Oh, no, is that the Pasuk? Okay, I'm not sure, we don't have time. Either way, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ilamali, Shalosh, Mikros, Ailun, Ismothi, Regalim, Shalosh, Name, Yisrael. If it was not for these three psukim, Or Kosh Baruch Hu, right, almost like feels bad that he made the Yitzhara, right? Am Yisrael, right, would be in bad shape, right? The feet of Am Yisrael, so name Shal Yisrael is referring to Am Yisrael, right? The feet of Am Yisrael would not be able to stand strong. Shechadiktiv, one pasuk says, Asher HaRiyosi, Kosh Baruch Hu made us bad or made us evil, right, through creating the Yitzhara. The Chadiktiv, one pasuk says, Hineka Chomer Biyana Yotzer, right? That we, sure enough, we say that on Yom Noroim. We're in the hand of the potter, meaning the Kosh Baruch Hu, right? The one who makes pottery, right? The Kosh Baruch Hu kind of makes us do bad things, kilu. V'idchadik teva, one pasuk says, what did it say? No, sorry, that's okay. V'idach, in the last pasuk, v'asirusi es lev ha'evan v'ibshachem v'nasati lechem lev basar. And I'll take away the stone, and I'll give you the flesh, and the Kosh Baruch Hu, Mitzchem, will take us away. Papa Amar, af me'ay nami, even from this pasuk, v'asiruchi etein b'kir b'chem, right? I'll put my spirit with you, right, then we'll be able to, overcome our Yitzhara. There are four Harashim. Harash is an Uman. Literally means a master craft, a master of their craft. What is it? The specialist. So that's what Rashi says. What are they? Man mihu arba Harashim. Who are these four masters of their craft? Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. There's four of them. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. Right, so what is that? What's going on over here? Meaning that's the Pasha says that those will be they create what's it called? They create the things that they built, right? That Mashiach ben David obviously built Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach ben Yosef as well rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu HaNavi is also he's built a Mizbeach on the Har Carmel, and the Kohen is probably Shem ben Noach also built. He was called a Kohen, and also built a Mizbeach to Am Yisrael. So they're called a Mizbeach to Kosh Baruch Hu. Okay. What's it called? It's Rashi. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fine. He mentions the Teva that his father built. Okay, that also fine. That also could be, right, if you get Rashi Kohen Tzedek, right, it says it's Shem Ben Noach. Okay. Weiter. Was it Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says, Yachi, if that's true, what do you mean the Pasuk says? Vayomer Lemor, Ela HaKronos Asher Zaru Es Yehuda. These are the Hani, the Shuva Asu. So, one second, meaning what the Pasuk says, those are these, referring to the people we just mentioned, they, Zaru Es Yehuda means they got rid of Yehuda, meaning that they sent them on exile. Hani the Shuva Asu, but these four are coming to return on Yisrael to glory. So, Amar Lai, he said to him, Shil Sifei the Kron. No, check out the end of the Pasuk. So, the Pasuk says, Vaivo Ilo Lachirido Sam, Liados is a Karnos, Es Karnos, Agoyem, Anosim, Karen, El Eretz Yehuda, Lizro Sa. Meaning that they've come to make them afraid, meaning that the enemies, right, to throw down the horns of the enemies that go up against Am Yisrael. So Amalei, he said to him, "Bani Chada Begato Amalei." So he said, "Why should I Gachana?" Meaning Rav Chana, right, it's better than me. Agadata, so I am defeated. Okay, what's it called? Vayder Vayav Ze Shalom Ashur Ki Avu Baratenu Ki Yidroch Bar Menoseinu Veikimo. Vakimono Allah Shiva Roim Ushmon and Sikh Adam. There were four shepherds, seven shepherds, what is it? Seven shepherds and eight princes. Mani Shiva Roim, who are those seven shepherds? Right, David Baemza, Adam Shais Mitushalach Bimino, and Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov and Moshe Bismolo, I'm sorry. So David Amalek with Adam Shais Mitushalach, Avram Yaakov and Moshe. That's a good question where Yitzchak is, but okay, not for now. Umay Ninhu Shmona Nisikha Adam, who are the eight princes? Yishai Shal Shmuel Amos Tzifanya Tzidkia Umashiach V'Elio. Okay, fine. That is where we will stop, even though I would like to. Yeah, okay, I don't have much to say on that. I didn't really look it up so much, but very interesting. Maybe Bli Nether I'll kind of check out tomorrow, see if I can say something about why they're called princes as opposed to why they're called. As opposed to why they're called shepherds. Okay, either way, Vaiter, Rabosa, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.